but she'll sing in the evening old familiar tunes. And she feeds me love and tenderness and macaroons. Sweet, sweet city woman, I can see your face, I can hear your voice, I can almost touch you.
City Woman. Those are the Stampeders on your radio, friend. It is 12 minutes until 10 o'clock on your, thank God, it's Friday the 13th. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and she is the first mayor who happened to be a woman in the history of the great city of Burlington, Wisconsin. Please welcome to your radio, friend, Mayor Jeannie Hefty. Madam Mayor, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. How's it in Racine?
Probably pretty much like it. Pretty much like it is in Burlington.
Waiting for the frost tomorrow, right?
All right, so you were elected mayor first, the first woman mayor in Burlington in 1992.
Yes.
Why'd you do it again?
Well, when I moved back, I wasn't planning on it, to be honestly to you. But from the first day I was out in the public, I started having citizens come up to me, and that was in 2014. So at first I thought it was an honor that they were doing this, and then I realized this was getting very serious as the summer went on, and finally made a decision late fall.
Where'd you move back from?
Up by Crivitz.
Crivitz?
Yeah.
That's up in the north there, hey?
Yeah.
Why'd
it was great, but I miss my family, and I wanted to get back. So.
I was going to ask you why you moved back, and that answers that.
Yes.
Why were you positioned better for this position as mayor of Burlington as opposed to Bob Miller?
I think what I was hearing from the public is they just wanted a change. They felt some things weren't handled correctly, but their reason for this change, and they were happy with the fact of this was more for the older population when I was mayor previously. They liked how the government was run. And then, needless to say, during the year, I also had a lot of contact with 30s and 40-year-olds, and this is basically our future coming up for the city. And so I listened to them, and it just really, I feel, impacted the election.
She is the new and old mayor of the city of Burlington, Wisconsin, Jeannie Hefty. She joins us on Community Conversations on WRJN. This is Glenn Klein. I have just moved back to Wisconsin myself.
Okay.
You never left Wisconsin, but I was in Florida for 21 years before coming back about eight months ago. But I have a really interesting connection with Burlington. First of all, I was in the Burlington Christmas Parade with Mark Eichhorst.
Okay.
I was the guy that was in the Magnum Dot Media van that was halfway out the passenger window leading everybody in jingle bells as we rode down the street there. People were looking at, who is this guy that has lost his mind? But also,
I wish they would have seen that. I was with the rescue squad, so we were more up in front.
Also, I used to own a summer camp in Eagle River. I bought my boyhood summer camp, and a guy worked for me as a camp counselor, tremendous counselor, named Eric Burling. And, and Eric, believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, Eric Burling is now the principal of Burlington High School. Him and his wife, Ellen, tremendous people and great citizens of your great city. Speaking of great, how great did Burlington look when Speaker Ryan announced that he wasn't going to endorse Donald Trump in front of the Veterans Terrace the other day?
I love that capture, the water coming, flowing over the dam. It was just picturesque, and it was on so many stations, even CNN and Good Morning America, so it was pretty cool.
Well, it was all over the world, because that was huge news, and when they showed Speaker Ryan in front of the waterfalls there at the Veterans Terrace, up in the right-hand corner, it said Burlington, Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that cool?
You could not pay for that kind of advertising. How much do you think that kind of promotion would have cost? Probably hundreds of millions of dollars worldwide. People are going to come to Burlington just because of that.
Yeah, in Veterans Terrace.
Why else should people?
I know. I'll be honest with you. I had somebody ask me last week. As you probably remember, in '92, fall of '92, we had President Bush here, that came and rode the train farther up north. And we had a president in our city then, and they said, well, Veterans Terrace seems to attract a lot of campaigns and that. Who do you think we're going to have? Do you think we're going to have President Trump or President Clinton being coming to Burlington?
Well, we'll get to that in a minute, but I was at that train stop, not in Burlington, but I was in Marshfield at the time when President George H.W. Bush came through. But I knew his campaign was doomed when he spent the last hours of his campaign taking a train trip through our great state of Wisconsin. As great as Wisconsin is, that probably is not the thing that he should have been doing as he was being pushed by then-Governor Bill Clinton.
And the fact is he also was sick that day, so I'm sure that added to it.
Maybe the fact that he
got through everything, but they told us that they were treating him on the train.
Yeah, he would get sick from time to time. George H.W. Bush. He got sick all over the Japanese prime minister that one time. Remember that one?
Okay.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you as a government official?
Oh, boy. Embarrassing. Let's see. Oh, I can tell you one. It really stands out when we were creating the Field of Dreams where the high school, the Wellness Center, the Hero Center, and Gateway is all on that location. We were planning on the road going out to 142. Well, then the state said, no, we cannot go out that way. So then all of a sudden we're scrambling, because there is streets that enter that from different subdivisions, but needless to say, we needed a larger area for actual thoroughfare into that. And so the only way was going to be on the north side where there was an area that was owned by Mr. McKenna. And I called him and I said, can I meet with you? And he said, oh, sure. Well, originally he used to live next to a church in downtown Burlington. So he didn't tell me that he moved. So I knocked on the door, and the lady said, come on in, you know. So I sit down, and she said he'll be right down. Everything seemed like it was right on the program. Well, it was somebody else that came down and had no clue why I was sitting there.
Did you find him?
And I said, I am looking for Mr. McCann. And she says, oh, he moved a little while back. He's out on Browns Lake.
So you were able to find Mr. McCann eventually.
Yes, and that's how we got, I went to Browns Lake, and ask him if he would allow that road to go through his property and so on and so forth. And he said, absolutely. And then I said, well, I'm going to call it McKenna Parkway. And he goes, no, you're not. And I said, yes, we are. And I said, do you realize how many lives you are going to touch by allowing us to have this happen? So then he agreed. That was the most embarrassing.
Well, that was the most embarrassing. You've done very well in your public career. This is Glenn Klein on WRJ, and we're learning a little bit about why the people of Burlington or some of the citizens wanted Jeanne Hefti to become the mayor again. All right, so you mentioned, are you going to have President Trump or President Clinton at Burlington?
We never decided that before.
Well, we're talking about it. So Hillary has obviously famously played the woman's card in this campaign, you being the first woman mayor of Burlington. How viable and strategic do you think that is as a decision politically?
Well, I think right now everything is open. She knows that Wisconsin is a huge area that they have to concentrate on, and same with the Republicans. So I think it's wide open for them to choose to come down here and use Veterans Terrace as their area that they want to reach out to the public.
Well, the great Tom Carco, our news director, our award-winning news director, I might add, speaks so highly of Veterans Terrace, and he was just down there, I think, yesterday. As part of the business.
Racine County Economic Development?
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
And so other than Veterans Terrace, and obviously the improvements that have been made there, what are, let's say, just your top priority now as your mayor again in Burlington?
Okay, the top priority right now is to revitalize the downtown. In fact, the last 3 weeks we have nothing but having new interest coming in here, new ideas for large development and also for the downtown. So it's getting very exciting right now.
Obviously, a lot of towns, small towns like Racine, and not that it's that small a town, but Kenosha, there's a lot of local municipalities that are trying to reinvigorate their downtown areas. What have you learned from the other people's experiences?
Well, I was through it already once. You know, we did the historic district when I was here and concentrated on bringing that all in the main areas downtown. And then I also was involved with the riverfront, tearing down the buildings and starting to talk to individuals for, like, Community State Bank was one of the first ones. And Mark Stiza from Waukesha for the boardwalk, he wanted, once he heard we were going to have a riverfront, he was one of the first callers. So we're going to concentrate right now, not only for the downtown, but I attended a tourist meeting, and they told us to really focus on the riverfront that we have. And then that will draw the people into the downtown also. So that's what you're going to be seeing probably within this next year as we're talking to these developers, how we can, I want to back up a little bit, also with the riverfront, to make use of the Fox River. And Waterford has started it with kayaks and canoes, and we are making a landing also for them so they can get out. They can walk downtown and enjoy what we're going to be bringing and what we have established already.
She is Mayor Jeanne Hefti of the great city of Burlington. This is Glenn Klein on WRGN. So I've done a lot of marketing consulting in my career, and I'm telling you, the video of Speaker Ryan in front of Veterans Terrace, where it says Burlington, Wisconsin, up there in the upper right-hand corner, that should be in every single Burlington, Wisconsin promotional video that you could possibly get it in. That was amazing.
Yes, it was. I think my jaw dropped a little bit when I saw it on TV, and especially the little clip with Burlington, Wisconsin in the corner. I thought, how great is that?
It's pretty great. You're pretty great, too. We appreciate your time, and we're looking forward to having you on a regular basis, and I look forward to meeting you in person. Thanks for taking the time on this Friday the 13th. You superstitious?
Yes.
Wait, you'll have no problem now because you spoke to me this morning. I am your good luck charm this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
On this, thank God, is Friday the 13th. WRJN covers the world.
Transgender restroom rules. Retail sales rise. I'm Evan Haining. A new letter...